Time to see what's trending on a Tuesday. I'm back from the BET Awards. It's your girl, New York. Follow me on the gram at NY on the radio. And let's begin. Speaking of BET Awards, some of you might have been surprised when Migos won Best Group and Offset referred to Cardi B as his wife. Yeah, they got married sometime last year and we didn't even know it. Well, congratulations to the both of them on that. In other news, a lot of people were surprised to see Wyatt Finlucci and Reginae Carter show up at the awards after a video of him hanging out with some strippers with black youngsters started circulating the net. Clearly, they got into an argument that night because he ended up deleting all of her pictures from his Instagram page, but then they showed up together. And I have a strong feeling that Lil Wayne called him up and had some words. In other news, I know you heard about the 15-year-old boy who was brutally stabbed in New York. And the crazy thing is that they had the wrong guy, but do not watch those videos. I don't know why I watched it. It has really messed me up. But I'm happy to report that they caught all 5 suspects that were involved in that. Just madness. And shouts out to Lala Anthony, who showed up at his memorial on her birthday. Speaking of losing lives too soon, you know, we lost XXXTentacion, and his song, Sad, has just reached number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. Wrapping things up, congratulations to Future. An Instagram model, Joey Chavis, aka Bow Wow's ex-girlfriend, is pregnant. And last I heard, they were dating, so I guess it's his child. Starting to think that Future and Bow Wow got beef, because that's 2 of his ex-girlfriends that he knocked up. Ciara and now Joey? What's going on? And lastly, if you missed Jada Pinkett's Red Table Talk that she does on Facebook every Monday, she talked with Tiffany Haddish, who said that she was supposed to go out on a date with Drake and he flaked on her. I'll tweet out the video for you at 95.7 GM's Stash Your New York Minute.